Frog was in his garden, and Toad came by. Toad said, "Frog, what a fine garden you have." "Well, thank you," said Frog. "It is a nice garden. I had to work very hard." Toad said, "I wish I had a garden." Frog said, "Well, you can have a garden. Here, take some seeds, go home and plant them, and soon you will have a garden." "How soon?" said Toad. "Very soon," said Frog. So Toad took the seeds and went home and planted them and said, "Now, seeds, start growing." Toad walked up and down a few times and nothing was happening. So he put his face down close to the ground. "Now, seeds, start growing," he said. He watched and nothing happened. So he put his face even closer to the ground and he shouted as loud as he could, "Now, seeds, start growing." Nothing happened, except Frog came running down the path and said, "What's all this shouting?" Toad said, "My seeds won't grow." And Frog said, "Well, they're probably afraid. You're shouting so loud. They're afraid to grow." Toad said, "My seeds are afraid?" Toad said, "Yeah, why don't you just leave them alone for a few days? Let the sun shine on them. Let the rain fall on them. Pretty soon they'll start to grow." That night, Toad looked out his window, and he saw, still, the seeds were not growing. "My seeds must be afraid of the dark," he said. And so he got some candles and a book, and he went outside, and he lit the candles, and he read a long story to the seeds so that they wouldn't be afraid. And the next day, all day, he sang songs to the seeds. And the day after that, he read poetry to the seeds. And the day after that, he brought his violin outside, and he played music for the seeds. But still, the seeds didn't seem to be growing. "These must be the most frightened seeds in the whole world," said Toad. "What should I do?" But by this time he was so exhausted that he just lay down and fell asleep. "Toad! Toad!" shouted Frog. "Wake up! Look at your garden!" Toad woke up and looked at the ground, and there were little green seedlings popping up all over the ground. "Hooray!" said Toad. "At last, my seeds have stopped being afraid to grow." "Yes," said Frog, "and now you are going to have a fine garden." "Thank you for your help, Frog," said Toad. "You were right. It's hard work." And I tell you this story because one time Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. The one who planted does not know how. And when the grain is ripe, the one who planted goes out to harvest." And we learn that sometimes God needs our help to plant or to harvest. And sometimes we just need to rest and let God do God's work. Today, I want to plant some seeds, the seed of the Word of God. I want to be sure that everybody in this church who has finished the third grade or more has a Bible at home that you can read. And I know that some of you who are younger than that are working very hard to learn to be good readers, and you're good students. And when you get to finish third grade, then the church will want to give you a Bible as well. But today I have some Bibles for anybody who's finishing third grade or more like fourth grade or fifth grade or sixth grade and hasn't been given a Bible by the church. Today I want you to have one. So I'm thinking, Jesse, you're fourth grader, so you get one of these. Yes, you're a good reader now. J-E-S-S-E. Okay. This is, says, presented by the Pacific Beach United Methodist Church to Jesse on June 18th, 2006. Michaela, what grade are you finishing up this week? You finished third grade already. Okay. And it's Michaela, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, two L's. Okay. And hers says the same thing, only it has her name in it. Let's see. Malachi. What grade are you finished with now?
Oh, I just finished fifth grade.
Fifth grade, okay. And it's M-A-L-A?
C-H-I.
Okay, and I'm thinking Max is going to be starting kindergarten next year, is that right? So you can look forward to being finishing third grade someday, and you'll get one of these too, and same with Gracie. And Joey, have you finished first grade this year? Yeah, so a couple more years, and it'll be your turn to get a Bible. I think Rafi needs one today, is that right? Would you like your short form of your name or your long form of your name in here? If I was going to put Raphael, how would I spell it? R-A? Okay. And Zachary? Great. Ugh. Last one. Did this church give it to him? Well, I'm glad he has one, and we're going to let him have one from this church, too. And this is a special translation by Eugene Peterson, which I think you'll really enjoy because it's some translations of the Bible sound kind of like a language that we don't speak so much every day, but this one is written just like we were talking to each other right now. So here's from Zachary, and let's say a prayer, all of us together. Dear God, today we want to thank you for the opportunity to learn to read, which we work so hard at in school so that we can study your word. And we thank you for those who have finished third grade and fourth grade and fifth grade and sixth grade and are able each day to look into your wisdom and plant some seeds in their own hearts. We thank you for those younger children who are preschool and kindergarten and first and second grade who listen to their parents and listen to the stories they hear in church and Sunday school and in this way receive your word as well. And they look forward to the day when they finish third grade and can take home a Bible from this church, which is their home. We pray that these seeds of your word might grow in our hearts and work in our lives as your spirit is mighty and powerful. Today also, we give thanks for the mothers and the fathers and the grandparents and the aunts and the uncles and the church family that raises us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.